Hello.
Yeah, it's Mr. Rico.
Yes.
This is John, sir, from the Credit Pros.
Yeah.
I was actually giving you a call back. My coworker had mentioned to me that he had spoke to you earlier today, right?
Yes. I was just saying, was it past 3 hours?
Right. That's why we're actually giving you a call back. Try the $12.95, right?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, and we're going to be trying for the car that's ending in 1932, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now we already have it's already unblocked, right?
Yes, it's unlocked.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and read the credit card disclosure, and it says here, we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedures dictate that the card resulting in a decline will be a subject to a phone enrollment, as well as we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Yes.
One second, please.
Okay.
One second, okay? I'm still here with you. I do apologize. Give me one second, okay, sir? I'm sitting here with you.
Okay.
Alrighty, so now at this moment, sir, I'm still having a little bit of an issue here with the transaction of the $12.95. It's actually not allowing me to process the $12.95. You don't happen to have like maybe a different car that we can try?
I got multiple cars. That's
why I'm sorry.
Yes, I got multiple cars. I'm gonna.
Would you want to go ahead and give me that information, please?
Let me trade these funds over to this account real fast.
Okay. You let me know whenever you're ready, sir, okay?
Do it gotta be a credit card?
I'm sorry?
Do I gotta pay with a credit card?
No, it could be a debit card, Cash App, prepaid card. The thing is that since we tried the same amount on the same card, you know, multiple times, basically it's blocking the payment. That's why I'm asking you if you have a different card that we haven't tried.
Yes, I'm adding my credit back to my
account. You let me know whenever you're ready, okay?
Yes.
I'm still here with you, okay?
Yes, I just make my car now to load onto my.
No worries.
Okay, now how much is the total? Is 12 and is 12 what exactly?
$12.95.
Okay, are you ready for my car number, my cash
Yes,
app?
go ahead.
4403 9352 2763 4518.
Okay, just to confirm, you said it was 4403-9352-2763-4518.
Yes.
All right, and what would be the expiration date?
0827.
All right, and the CVV number, please.
561.
561. All right, so it says here we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedures dictate that the card resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for an enrollment, as well as we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Okay.
And like we mentioned, we're going to go ahead and give you up until the 31st to actually cover the 149 to be able to continue and also get access to the credit line and start reporting positive report.
Okay.
While this payment is being processed, sir, I also wanted to inform you that we have a family plan where you, a loved one, or a friend can join the same program as you. I don't know if you would like more information on that.
I'm a heir for
Okay.
a little
So it would just be you, right?
Yes, it's just me.
Okay, no worries. So once again, sir, thank you for holding on the line. And congratulations, Mr. Rico. I was actually able to go ahead and process this initial payment for you the day of today of the $12.95. So welcome to the Credit Pros. Do you have something to write down on and with?
Yes.
Okay. Let me know whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, our customer service phone number, sir, it's 973-233-3300.
573.4388.
Yes.
9732 33 43 88.
I'm just going to confirm it for you once again. 973-233-4388.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, in case you do have any questions or doubts, you can always give us a call at that number. I'm also going to go ahead and give you your client ID number, okay?
Okay.
It would be 7730-7474.
3074.
Yes, that's your client ID number. Now, let me ask you, you don't have an email, right, sir? You didn't provide us with one?
I think I gave you guys my email. Yes, I gave you guys my email. I
Can
signed
you
up for
just
the.
confirm your email for me, please?
It's Turner, Turner Rico, Rico, 32 at gmail.com.
Okay. So what I'm gonna actually need from you, sir, at this moment, you should have received an email or a text message that says, "Welcome to the Credit Pros." Can you check that for me, please?
Yes, I see the text. Right here. Welcome to Credit Pros. Log in ASAP portal link.
Yes, please. Go ahead and do that. Okay. There's going to be 5 steps under, sir, that I need you to go over for me, please. And if you have any questions or doubts, you can always go ahead and give us, let me know.
Okay, I'm waiting on it to fully load page. Pros, number login, my email.
Yes. I'm still here with you, okay?
Yeah, I'm waiting on it to load me in. So for my member login, for the password, I put the member ID number.
No. For the password, you got to create your own. You got to create one. For the username, it's your email.
Member login. It's not giving me an option to like create a password. It gave me a remember login, email password, remember me login, forget your password. And at the bottom it just say terms of use and privacy.
Okay. So you open the email. When you open the email, the first thing that you've seen is what you're telling me.
Not through
Correct?
my, no, it's not through my email. I got the verification through my phone number.
Through a text message?
Yeah, through the text message.
Okay. Let me do something. Let me update your information, sir. You said it was turnerrico32@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, give me a second, please.
Okay.
I'm still here with you, sir, and it doesn't allow you to continue, right?
No, he just asked for email and password. No, I'm not letting me continue at all.
I'm still here with you, sir. You let me know if it actually lets you continue.
You want me to try to log in?
Yes. Or I went ahead and I sent you the link once again, Mr. Turner. Can you please try that on that new link I sent you and let me know what actually happened?
You sent it to email.
I've either received an you probably received a text message once again, because it's not allowing me to update your email. That's what I'm saying. If it doesn't allow you to actually log in, I'm gonna guide you to the next step and what we would have to do. Okay.
It's not popping up a new text message.
No?
No.
All right. No worries, sir. So, once again, Mr. Turner, congratulations on taking the first step towards a better financial future. What I will go ahead and do at this moment is get you connected to an auto credit advisor, Race, who is going to be verifying that I enter all your information correctly. And this would only take 2 minutes of your time. Now, once you're done hearing the recording, sir, it's going to give you the option to press 1 to speak to one of my live representatives. Go ahead and click on 1. That way, when he gets on the line, let him know that it doesn't allow you to log into your client portal. I tried to update this your email, okay, like you said, but my system doesn't allow me to. That way, they can help you set that up. I'm going to go ahead and keep on trying, you know, to resolve this problem for you. That way it's easier for you guys, okay?
Yeah.
Not a problem, Mr. Turner. Pleasure speaking to you, sir. Please do not hang up, and this is only going to take 2 minutes of your time.